I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, March 29th. Meaford is making a zoning amendment for a proposed 20-unit housing development. Council approved making the amendment during its meeting on March 24th. The proposed development at 337 Sykes Street South is a three-story multi-unit building with six commercial units on the main floor and 20 apartment units on the second and third floors. This comes after a public meeting was held in December 2020, where the applicant worked through issues identified with the project. Kincardine Council has received a report about what to do with resident-built beach access stairs and paths along Saugeen Street. The stairways, which were privately constructed by town residents on municipal property, have been reviewed by BM Ross. Senior project manager Ken Loggenberg says they assessed the condition of 17 stairway locations and found each stairway was lacking, including missing proper handrails.
Since some of the stairs are in close proximity to each other, we would recommend the idea of installing one good set of stairs in that location and signage to direct pedestrians towards that, to use that stairs instead of multiple locations that are close to each other.
Municipal staff will be working to identify and create a strategy to improve the stairs, which would be carried out over a number of years. Habitat for Humanity Grey Bruce is recognizing one of its members for receiving a King Charles III Coronation Medal. Gary Varsava received his medal on March 12th after having joined the organization in 2002. The organization says Varsava has been involved with the construction of building 63 Habitat homes across the region, serving 12 years on the board of directors, and has volunteered to help renovate restores. Varsava joins over 20 other residents from across Grey Bruce who were presented their medals by MP Alex Ruff at the Sydenham campus in Owen Sound earlier this month. On to national news, Prime Minister Mark Carney says U.S. President Donald Trump respected Canada's sovereignty when the two leaders spoke on the phone on Friday. According to media reports, Carney, who was sworn in as Prime Minister 9 days before triggering an election, said the call was cordial and positive. This comes after Trump has made repeated comments about Canada becoming the 51st state. However, there is also no indication Canada will not face tariffs next week on top of the duties already in place on steel and aluminum products. And a growing number of nurse practitioners in Ontario say they're reaching a breaking point under the province's strained healthcare system. According to media reports, a national survey conducted by MP Circle found that only 1 in 8 Ontario nurse practitioners were very satisfied with their jobs. The nurses who participated in the survey listed compensation as the number one challenge related to their jobs, followed by workload and mental health burnout. More than half of Ontario nurse practitioners surveyed said they were considering leaving the profession or expressed serious indications that they might. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack dropped Game 1 of their playoff series against London last night. Matt Hermes has more.
Sam Dickinson scored twice in the first period and finished with 3 points as the London Knights jumped out to a 3-0 lead en route to a 6-1 win over the Attack in Game 1 of their first-round playoff series. Alec Leonard had the lone goal for Owen Sound. The Knights now lead the best of 7, 1-0. Game 2 set for Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at Canada Life Place. You can hear all the action live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. Matt Hermes, London.
In the PJHL Public Division, Hanover won its series against Fergus, beating them 3-2 yesterday. While in the NHL, Toronto lost to San Jose 6-5. In the MLB, the Jays beat Baltimore 8-2. And in the NBA, the Raptors beat Charlotte 108-97. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.